There was a time in America when every summer prompted a polio epidemic. Those were tragic days. A cousin of mine lost two children to that dreadful disease. One of them lingered in an iron lung for months. My wife and I were living in Council Bluffs, Iowa during one of those times. Daily the newspapers reported new reports of people who had been stricken, and it carried information on what to do if you began to feel any of these symptoms. One Sunday afternoon, my wife told me she was experiencing the symptoms that were the first signs of someone who was contracting the disease. It was late Sunday afternoon, and we both felt the best thing we could do was to go to the evening service that was held in our little church around the corner and ask the people to pray. So we walked to the church and asked the pastor and the congregation for their prayers. They had special prayer for Virginia that night during the meeting. On the way home, we both noticed something strange. Although she still had the stiff neck and the fever and all the symptoms, both of our hearts were at perfect peace. We couldn't explain it, but it was there. We were experiencing the reality of Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, God gives you peace. That experience happened to us when we were brand new Christians. 3 years later, I was a student at the University of Washington. One day I was witnessing to a fellow student, and he said, "Well, if I could find a religion that could give me peace of heart, peace of mind, and peace with God, I'd snap it up in a minute." I told him, "Friend, you'll never find those things in a religion, but there's a person who can give it all. Peace of heart? Jesus said, 'Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.' Peace of mind? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Peace with God? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." I have a friend who is a doctor in Oklahoma City. Some years ago, Dave had a practice on the West Coast and made it his habit to ask his patients a question. The question was this: "If you had an Aladdin's lamp and could have anything you asked for, what would it be?" The answers were surprising. In the many years he asked the question, all but three of his patients said they would ask for the same thing. They would like to have an inner peace down in their hearts. Because Dave was a fine Christian and a student of the Scriptures, he often had opportunities to tell these people the source of inner peace: God himself. Paul said, "Now the God of peace be with you all." God is the fountain of peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Peace is the stream that flows from the heart of God to the heart of his child. To look for that peace from any other source is vain. Our Father in heaven is the God of peace. The Apostle Paul prayed, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." Inner peace, the thing that Dave Stewart's patients were looking for, is a byproduct of my experience of the grace of God. The prophet said, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." May God bless you with his peace.